Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Yeah, he is. That's Reggie. I mean, I can't believe he said that with such confidence. Whatever that day he said that, I mean, Reggie said that with such confidence. With his
I stand
chest.
By it.
Sometimes when the mic is hot, man, you just don't like that dead space and you just keep talking and you don't really realize what you said until after the fact. I think it was one of those moments for Reg. I think he was trying to get to the out. He was trying to get to the crossover, crosstalk ID or whatever.
Yeah.
He's trying to beat your 205.
Because when you said that, I'm ready to raw dog and I'm ready to hit the dump button. slipping into the dump. But he said it with confidence, put his feet up and said it. I do want to be fair. The dumbest thing they've done, you know, outside of the Easter Beat years, all right, they did that was a different time. But since they've been here, it's to me is the worst decision they've made. That was wild, and they have just compounded it multiple times over and over. All right, it is the drive as we're in this thing. A lot to get to. We will hear from D'Amico Ryans live right here on the drive. We will hear from. We believe to be Davis Mills, as it appears, and we'll get to this in just a second. It appears he is most likely to be the starter coming up in this must-win, feels like season may be on the brink game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's coming up a little bit later on. And our guy, Mr. Brandon Scott, will join us a little bit later on in the 4 o'clock hour for a little Texans report. So we will hear from him. But I do want to start kind of from the injury front, Clint. This reports from Aaron Wilson. CJ Stroud still sidelined, Clint, with the concussion. Davis Mills stepped in at QB1, took the those first team reps, and then Blake Fisher. He also took first team reps because he was in at right tackle with Titus Howard still in the concussion protocol. He is concussed, according to Aaron Wilson. And then a lot maybe didn't know this. This was a little bit later on if you didn't get this. Matthew Wright, who has kicked for a gazillion teams in the last 5 years, he is in, and he is kicking right now for Kyemi Fairbairn, who is injured right now with a leg injury. So we will keep you updated there. Once we get the rest of the injury report for both teams, we'll let you know that. But CJ, Blake Fisher, and Fairbairn not practicing thus far today, Clinton. When you think about season on the brink, that's a tough trio to have out right now.
Yeah, look, it's not ideal in a game when it's a division game, so it means a little bit more. You're 3-5, so it means a little bit more. You need it in a big way. You've got a real opportunity in front of you to with Jacksonville and Tennessee being the next two teams up here to get to 500. Seems like we've been saying that for a month now, yeah. but you got a real opportunity here. To do it against division opponents, and
if you win Sunday, you should get to 500.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely, and you should win. You should win two consecutive division games, and you should split with Jacksonville, obviously, and so a lot of good can happen over the next 2 weeks, and you'd like to have you know, your full stable if you could. But look, I think this team, if this is one of those games, we hear this a lot from the coaches. This game is about the Houston Texans. I believe the Houston Texans can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars if they just take care of business. And I mean it.
They should have beat them the first time.
They should have beat them the first time. But I mean if they
bring
just
bring on the Jaguars.
If they just take care, I don't know if you want to take that approach, Mark. I don't know if we're there at 3-5. But the, you know, the reality of it is with your defense and the way you're built offensively, I think you can put a product out there that versus a team like Jacksonville, that's a middle of the pack team, you should be able to handle business here at your own place with what's on the line right now for the Texans.
Yeah. A lot going on. Also, this not too long ago should be, according to Aaron Wilson, Clint, should be a lengthy injury report. Told you about C.J. Stroud, Titus
Fantastic.
Howard. Titus Howard and Kyahmi Fairbairn. Also, Nick Chubb. Jalen Petrie, Will Anderson Jr., Harrison Bryant should be on the injury report, and were limited or didn't practice today. Yeah. Hopefully for guys like Will, Jalen, and Nick Chubb, this is just rest. I would hope, like if, especially with a guy like Nick Chubb, you should be taking care of his legs and resting him, and Will Anderson, somebody who, as you've said before, sometimes you have to put on the brakes for him. Yeah. And we'll see what the injury is a little bit later on if they do indeed show up on the injury report with something. But there's a lot of guys there that may be nicked up. Not surprised here as we are moving towards the middle part of the season.
Yeah, I think the defense is a group that the way these guys play, just defense in general, but the physicality and how violent it is on that side of the ball, but also the way that these guys play. You know, Will Anderson and Jalen Petrie, they play a ton of snaps, and they play as violent as anybody on that defense. I'm telling you, man, what Jalen Petrie does at his size in the box versus the run, taking on linemen, taking on fullbacks, taking on tight ends, taking on tailbacks, the way he throws his body around. I mean, again, if anybody deserves it, it's 51-5. It's 5, is that right?
Yeah.
51-5. Those two right there. Deserve a little rest day. So hopefully that's all that is. On the Nick Chubb front, I mean, you know, you never know with Nick. I mean, older, injury prone. I don't remember anything happening in the game.
Yeah, I don't remember him coming. Yeah.
But, I mean, I would be okay if they said, hey Nick, we're going to get you a little rest today, and we're going to get you a little rest on Sunday as well. So you're going to be a true number two instead of rotating. We're going to see if we can't feed 27 Woody Marks and see if we can't get some explosive plays in a run game and some explosive plays in the pass game. And
a little bit more Dari.
A little bit. No. We're going to keep 33 out of there, too. We're going to start treating 27 like we treated Joe Mixon last year. We're going to run his legs off. He's young. He should be able to handle it. Yeah. Chubb, we'll let you know when a young fella needs a break. And that's where we should be with the Texans. This is a game you got to win, and you need to get your most explosive players touches as often as you possibly can. And if you're not going to do it schematically, like if you're not going to say, we're going to get 12 Nico Collins, we're going to get him touches, we're going to get 27 Woody Marks, we're going to get him touches no matter what, they clearly aren't going to do that. They clearly don't believe in doing that. We've seen a very little bit of it with Jalen Noel, a very little bit of it with Nico Collins. It's clearly not something that they are really comfortable doing and going to give us a heavy dose of. So, therefore, you better get those guys in the game and keep them in the game so that they naturally get touches within your system. Yep. It seems like that's the route that Nick Caley and this group wants to take, is we're going to get guys touches naturally in our system. Okay, well, let's get them on the field. All right, 14, 12, 27, 13, those are the guys that have to be on the field getting the football early and often, because those are the guys that can make plays.
All right, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, it is Wednesday midweek. We are now kind of in the space of turning the page to this Jags team. And yes, Cornbread, it is a must-win game. The season is not technically over yet. I know you have thrown in the towel, Cornbread, but the season is not over yet. What's your early feeling right now, Clint, on this game against the Jags? Odds are Davis Mills is going to get the start, so they're going to be down C.J. Stroud could be down. Titus Howard, what's your early feel right now on a Wednesday?
Yeah, look, I think Jacksonville is just what the doctor ordered for the Houston Texans. And I don't care who's playing for the Texans. I really don't. I mean, I'd love to see C.J. Stroud out there, but I really don't. I don't care who the quarterback is. I think this team, the Houston Texans football team, they need the Jacksonville Jaguars. One, they need a win. They need a division win. But this team in particular, I don't know why, but I feel really good about this week.
You do, huh?
I do. I absolutely do. This defense is one of the worst in the league. In a sense of versus the pass, and when I believe this offense, when you don't have a group of guys that can do all these TE stunts and stuff up front, and that are just wrecking shop up front, I believe that they're going to be able to protect.
They better be better than they were the last time.
Well, yeah, but that's the last time that really, if we're being honest, I mean, Josh Hines has 2.5 sacks this year. They got 10 sacks as a total defense in 8 weeks. I mean, this is not a group that can cause and create a bunch of havoc around a quarterback. And so, again, whether it's CJ or Davis, I believe they're going to be able to get comfortable. I believe they're going to be able to work through progressions and not have to weather the chaotic storm that we saw against Seattle or that we saw, against I mean, who earlier in the year did we?
Denver, Seattle, the Rams.
It wasn't as bad last week as it was the Rams. So I think we're going to be able to settle in. We're going to be able to protect the quarterback, and we're going to be able to throw it around the park a little bit. And this team has not been good against the pass. They've been better against the run, although I'm not overly convinced that that they're a great run defense. They've been statistically good against the run. Ron, you hit the nail on the head earlier with these guys, with this defense. They were one of the top defenses, let's call it the first month of the season, because they were turning the football over.
Yeah, they had 9 in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you said it then. This is I don't see this lasting, and you were correct. It hasn't lasted. They're still up there. I think they're +5 or +6 in the turnover ratio, but they're not just the turnover juggernaut that they once were, and so their defense is struggling a bit. I just think overall, I think this defense is manageable. I think we can handle it, and I think if you flip it over and look at them offensively, they're banged up big time offensively. Parker Washington and Jacoby Myers, who they just acquired from the Raiders, are the only two fully healthy with no designation on the injury report. Those are the only two guy pass catchers, wide receivers that are healthy. I mean, you look at Brian Thomas Jr. is questionable and he's been bad this year. I watched a good chunk of that Raiders game, and he was a non-factor, and then he finally catches one, and he goes down again with whatever the injury was. He's been bad this year, hadn't been the guy that went for 1,300 yards last year. You look at De'Ami Brown and
he's had some injury stuff too, yeah.
And the Patrick fellow that was really big in Detroit last year is in Jacksonville now. They're both questionable. And so, look, I think it's a beat-up offense with a quarterback that can move, but I think he's trackable. And
that's the biggest thing in this game is Jacksonville, just like the first game and many of their games this year, they're not running away from the Texans.
Correct.
And hiding.
Correct.
Right. Especially even at NRG, wherever it is, they're like, you feel like they're going to probably score around 13 to 17 points is where they'll be. And can your offense with Davis Mills and company do enough?
I'll be shocked if we don't top 20 this week and if we don't score more than 20 points. And I think 20 gets it done. I think 20 gets it done against this group with our defense. I'm pretty convinced. It's Wednesday, but I'm pretty convinced. I feel pretty good about this. Now, I think this is just what the doctor ordered. Again, you need a win. You need a win versus a division opponent. You need a Jacksonville win big time because they've already beat you once. And if you're the Texans, you ought to be absolutely embarrassed. You ought to be backed into a corner. And this ought to be the best game you played all year long. And this is an opponent that you should be able to handle if you just go out there and take care of your business.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Jags 5-3. Texans 3-5. Maybe it's just the game that the doctor ordered for the Jags. I don't know.
Could be. Okay, that could be. We'll see. I would say they snuck by the Raiders last week. I would say that may have been it. But you're right. It could be. When you're 3-5, you very well fall in the category of being just what the doctor ordered for a struggling team.
Yeah. So, but you feel good. You feel good about
it. I feel good about this. I really do feel good about this.
They need it.
I do. I feel good about it.
They need it. All right. 713-572-460 on YouTube and Twitch. Try to take that anger out of your heart. How you feel about it? Clint feels good about this.
Positive.
How are you honestly feeling good or feeling about this game? I feel like they definitely got a chance. They will have a chance to win this game. They will have a chance. Can they pull it off? Let us know how you're feeling about it. And also, college football playoff rankings came out, and it looks like several local schools are in and around the playoff rankings. We'll discuss a little bit of that as Texas, they're climbing. A&M probably should be the number one overall seed when you look at who they've beaten in their schedules. But we'll let you know and talk about that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we got some breaking news from the Texans. Tyler Milner, what do we got? What's the latest?
Yeah, we all had a pretty good feeling about this, but D'Amico Ryan's head coach of your Houston Texans just made it official. Quarterback C.J. Stroud, he will be out this week dealing with that concussion, remaining in the concussion protocol, as well as kicker Kaimi Fairbairn. Both those fellas will be out for this game against the Jaguars on Sunday at NRG Stadium.
Yeah, just saying that as well. We'll go to NRG coming up here in about 15 minutes or so to hear from the head coach. 10 minutes or so to hear from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans. But yeah, as you said, C.J. Stroud out with the concussion, so that means Davis Mills, which we're not surprised by, but which it means officially Davis Mills will be the starter. And then Matthew Wright is going to be in, as Aaron Wilson reports. Texans kicker Kaimi Fairbairn will be down with a quad injury, according to D'Amico Ryans as well. So Matthew Wright will be the kicker, it looks like, who they brought in this week. And Davis Mills, of course, to go in. So it is official. I'm proud of them. I thought, hell, they might. You know, the Texans aren't afraid to do a little gamesmanship and drag this bad boy on out.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Yeah.
But they're letting it be known with CJ.
All right. Well, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, you got your backup quarterback, which has been in the league longer than CJ has.
Yep.
You want to talk about being weathered. I mean, he has been weathered more than your starter has. He should be able to handle any and everything that you've got. Throw it at him. Your kicker's out. So, Nick Caley, I'm going to need your the best third and fourth and four or less. I need that package. I need it on my desk tomorrow if I'm D'Amico Ryans. I need 10 plays. I need your best 10 plays. You can include your two-point plays if you'd like, but I need your best plays, your best 10 plays. I don't want no goal line stuff. I don't want no goal line runs. I don't want to. I'm talking about your best plays that you got in your playbook with our personnel. I want them on my desk. And I want them on my desk first thing in the morning this morning, because I'm assuming they knew. This guy's not going to get shots at kicking 50-yarders. This guy's not going to – we're not going to make a habit of putting the game in his hands. We're going to try to score points. We're going to get as close as we can if and when we have to use him. And so we're going to be aggressive this game. And, Nick, I need your best 10 plays. And, again, exclude the three tight end plays. I need your best 10 – that have 2 to 3 wide receivers on the field.
Yeah.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, I think they've known for a bit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've known for a bit, and we'll see what this looks like. A lot of people are going to have to pick things up, but again, if you're just jumping in, breaking news, C.J. Stroud officially ruled out of this game with a concussion. I think some other good news here, unless I'm not seeing it, we'll hear from D'Amico coming up in just a bit. That hasn't been said about Titus Howard yet. Titus Howard is in the concussion protocol as well, didn't practice. We haven't heard of that designation from him yet, which would be really, really tough to lose your best offensive lineman too. The odds are he probably will miss as well. We shall see, though. So that is the latest there. With the Texans, someone text in. As I said, you guys feeling good about it? Pal Pal said he's positive about this game as well. Clint, he's right there with you. Someone else text in. Don't feel good about it. What concerns me is I don't think the Texans will fire Kaylee after this year. I mean, we're just talking about the game, baby. We're talking about the game on Sunday, one at a time. Now you got this news. Now you really look at this. Someone else texted in, I don't feel good that we don't have our quarterback in the most important game. Yeah, I don't think any of us do.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that either. But I do believe that you're in a good position with your backup quarterback who's been in the league forever, and with your backup quarterback that's been in this system, the Texans system, whatever you want to call that, as long as you're starter and in a system that doesn't ask the quarterback to be Superman. It's not like you're asking somebody to go out there and be Joe Burrow. It's not like you're asking somebody to go out there and stretch the field and extend the pocket and affect the game with his legs in a major way. You don't ask him to do all that. You ask him to go out there and execute this very, very basic vanilla offense that you got and don't turn the football over. And I think if you do that, you can beat the Texans.
The last thing you said, I think, is it's something we're going to probably be harping on the rest of this week.
What, turn the ball over?
That's it, man. You cannot give them help. Right, and that was a big thing that helped them to 17 points as you turned the ball over three times.
Two interceptions in the fourth quarter last time.
Yeah, and they had a fumble in the fourth quarter, too.
Did we?
Nico.
Oh, that's right.
was the big one, and that led to points as well. Don't turn the ball over. Do not help them. That's how they've thrived throughout the year. All right, let's get on out of here so we can get down to NRG and hear from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, to see what more he has to add from the injury report. We do know that there will be no C.J. Stroud in this game, and we'll hear from him coming up next.
You guys, good?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's do it. Let's head down to NRG and listen to the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, as he meets with the media.
What's up, coach?
Injuries are obviously part of football, 100% injury rate in the game, but do you feel like you're particularly banged up more so than other weeks?
We have a few guys who, unfortunately had some injuries throughout the game. Again, it happens as the season goes along. It happens. But great opportunity for a lot of guys to step up and showcase what they can do.
Do you think you'll be able to have Stroud or Howard this weekend?
For where we are right now with the concussion protocol, I do not see CJ playing this week.
When you and Nick were discussing things on yesterday during the trade deadline, what made you all decide to stay where you all are as far as the roster is concerned?
Yeah, look, when it comes to the trade deadline, it's because a transaction did not happen. It's not from a lack of effort. Of course, we tried to do several things, just didn't pan out.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You say you do not anticipate?
Yeah, CJ Stroud will be out this week.
Will you guys go with Davis with CJ down, and Graham will obviously be the backup, I would guess?
Yep.
Going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars team for the second time, they added a wide receiver, Jacoby Myers, from the Raiders on yesterday. When you're watching them, what do you see on film heading into the game this week?
Yeah, when I watch Jacksonville and what they've done, I think everything starts for me with the running game. Like, they've done a great job of running the football, which showed they ran it a lot in their last game, and they were successful at it, and they've done a really good job. So we have to put our focus first and foremost on stopping the run, knowing that they added a receiver, Myers, smart player, made plays in this league before, can move all across the formation, play different spots. So, we just have to really play our defense. We're not focusing in on one player. It's just about us playing our defense the right way. And when it comes to their defense, all right, these guys do a great job of, just flying to the football, attacking the ball. They've done a great job of turning the ball over, playing physical. And, of course, their edge guys are, two of the best edge guys in the league. So we have really good matchups there. We have to win on the edges.
How different are they, or are they different from when you guys faced them earlier in the season?
I don't see much difference in the team. I see, where a team is more committed to running the football. Probably, if you want to say that's a difference, that's probably where I will see it.
Nick Chubb, practice as well. Do you anticipate him having a shot to play on Sunday, or is this another one that might be more long-term?
I will see what happens as the week goes on.
Coach, can you take us through how your involvement this season has kind of evolved in the offense from day to day and game day?
Yeah, for me, as a head coach, I've been involved in all phases of our team, whether it's defense, offense, special teams, just being able to lean and give my advice where needed. So just trying to help everybody out. At the end of the day, everything falls on me. What we're doing, everything is – offense, defense, special teams, all falls on me as the head coach. So, we've done a good job, collectively. I've been able to help out in a lot of different areas. But overall, we've dropped some games I feel like we should have had that we just got to go out. We got to coach better. We got to play better, all starting with me.
On the front, you still feel confident in Nick and turning the corner and finding that game plan that you want and having him play call plays this weekend?
We all got to do better. It's all encompassing. It's not one person. It's not one coach. It's everybody collectively involved in this together. We got to do a better job.
Can you talk about Davis and what you expect from him for a week of knowing he's going to be starting this weekend?
Yeah, what I expect from Davis is to, do what he's done in the past. He started games in his league before, so it's nothing new for him. But it is a benefit for him being able to get the reps. Get the reps throughout practice, getting the walkthrough reps, getting every single rep that he can get you know, getting on the same page with the receivers, getting the huddle, getting the snap count, all those little things, right? Getting the operation down the proper way. He's done a good job of that. Today he did an outstanding job. Thought we were efficient in and out of the huddle. At the line of scrimmage, he did a great job of communicating. So I'm excited to see, you know, Davis go play.
To follow up on that, will you expect your offense to look the same with him there? Or do you think it will change a lot, or will it not change at all what you're doing? Yeah.
What we do, we're gonna do whatever we need to do to try to move the football.
I know we focus a lot on quarterback, especially with, you know, Davis coming in. How important will it be for the other guys around Davis, not necessarily to elevate their play, but make sure that they're doing what they got to do to make life easier for Davis?
Everybody just has to do their job. Nobody needs to expect or try to step up and do something different. If that's the case, what have you been holding back? So I never look at a game as, oh, y'all got to do something different because we have a new quarterback in. No, if that's the case, then why are you out there? So everybody just go out and play their game, do what they've been doing, play with everything that you have, do your job, do it really well.
Miko, how have you seen Davis progress? You guys have extended him to keep him here and be a part of this. How have you seen him progress in your time here, command of the offense, huddle, all those things?
I've seen Davis grow and truly get better just playing the position, being able to take his time, going through his reads, going through it the proper way. I think I've seen growth in that, where he's really protected the football more, made better decisions throughout training camp. I just like the progression that I saw from where we were our first year to where he is now.
Miko, you obviously decided to keep your roster as is. Why was that case? And when it came to you all deciding that, were you in agreement with Nick on that decision?
We just talked about that. Sorry, but yeah.
Agreement with them on that?
I'm sorry, I'm missing on what you said.
I said, were you in agreement with the decision to keep the roster as is?
Yeah, I said earlier, like, it's not from a lack of trying. It's the repeat. I said, not from a lack of trying that we didn't try to make trades or anything. Unfortunately, nothing.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And panned out for us.
For another repeater, will Nick call plays this weekend?
Why would he not call plays?
What about when we've been talking about CJ for the past few years? What tell us what is it about Davis that maybe people don't know? Or what is it about him that makes you super confident in him leading the team this week?
Davis is he's a super, super smart guy, sharp guy. Just seeing how he operates in the huddle and then just seeing how he can fix things when we're not all the way right. When guys are coming out of the huddle, they have questions, Davis gets it fixed very quickly, articulates it very well in the huddle. And now it's about post-snap. Like, post-snap, can we go through? Can we make the proper reads? Can we get to the right spot with the football? And can we just execute, right? Davis doesn't have to do too much, right? We just all have to do our job. Nobody has to step up, do anything different. Everybody just has to execute and do their job, what they're here for, is to go out and play good football. And that's all we're expecting them to do this Sunday.
With Matt Wright here, in terms of having that insurance policy and Kaimi status, what can you tell us about Kaimi and what do you know about Matt?
Yeah, Kaimi is dealing with a quad injury right now. We'll see how he progresses. Right now we have Matt. Matt's been in the league. He's kicked a ton of games, very good kicker. So we're excited to be able to get a guy of his caliber here, knowing that Amy will be down.
Late turnovers decided last game against the Jaguars. What's kind of key this week to prevent those when they've been able to turn the ball over so many times this year?
Yeah, the key is always to just protect the football. Right? You have to be conscious of where these guys are, especially, you know, their backer 23 does a really good job of, you know, finding a way to punch out the ball. So guys just have to be conscious, just making sure we're securing the ball all the way to the ground and just having an awareness, right? It's most of the time when the ball is lost, it's when guys aren't aware of their surroundings. We always got to anticipate these guys are coming after the football every single snap. No one can let up or ease up. We got to finish every play with the ball.
I know you've only faced him once as a head coach. Do you notice anything about maybe an identity of Liam Cohen's as a play caller and his football team?
Oh, look, Liam has done a great job of how they call it and having multiple plays at the line of scrimmage, trying to get into the proper look. You'll see a lot of alerts where, you know, whether it's one high, two high, they have their alert package there, and they've done a good job. I think Trevor's done a really good job at the line of scrimmage, really communicating, getting the offense in the best play possible. So they're you can see, you know, Liam's imprint on the offense. You can see how he's helped Trevor, and you can see how they're moving the football, scoring points.
When CJ is clear, whenever that may be, how do you factor in a guy's history with concussions when deciding whether to put him back on the field?
Well, when every guy is, you know, different when it comes to the concussions, I'm always sensitive to the fact that it's a serious injury. So I don't think there is never a rush to get a guy back. It's whenever he's capable, whenever he's ready to be back, we're going to be as smart and as diligent as possible to make sure his health and safety is first and foremost.
Topic is Titus Howard out for this week, too, due to the concussion protocol?
Yeah, Titus is still in the concussion protocol. We'll see how that goes.
Just to clarify, you said Kaimi will be down, if I heard you correctly. Do you anticipate him not playing then, or?
No, I do not.
Last one, sorry, Sam. Go ahead,
Sam. There's been some animosity between these two teams over the past two matchups. Just kind of what do you feel the reason is for that, and also, like, how do you make sure that those extracurricular activities kind of aren't going on?
I don't feel any animosity unless, you know, I'm missing something. But we're going out to play our game. We're going to play a tough physical game. That's who we are. We don't change it just because of who we play. It doesn't ramp up because of the opponent. Like, we have a style of play here in Houston, how we play, and that's what we'll do every time we step on the grass. It doesn't matter where we play.
All right, that's the head coach right there.
Grumpy D'Amico today.
We're going to react to D'Amico on the other side. I would just say, Clinton Tyler. Hey, dog, it's week 10. Man, what's this going to look like in week 15? What's this going to sound like in week 15?
Better get some dubs. Ooh. Better get some dubs.
Hey, man, he is over it, man. He looks like he's sitting there. Wait, you remember we talk about? Yeah, a lot of y'all seen Kings of Comedy. If you haven't, I would absolutely suggest that you do. He's in there with Cedric the Entertainer talking about that. I wish he would ask this question. I wish he would. I dare you. Why wouldn't he not call plays?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't sense any animosity unless I miss something. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence got an idea of why there may be some animosity hanging in over there. Yeah. Go check out Aziz. A little bit, maybe a little animosity.
It's my decision.
Yeah, he could have just said it's a rivalry. All right, coming up on the other side, we will we'll react to what D'Amico had to say as he spoke to the media a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll hear from starting quarterback this week, officially now, Davis Mills. That continues, or this continues right here live on the Drive.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.